I certainly think also Michael Olise has had a wonderful start. The Bundesliga is really falling in love with him and just seeing how talented he is. And I think people who watch the Premier League knew that. It's a new thing for Bayern Munich fans.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Denise, how do you assess that performance?
Yeah, I think improvement from the other night. I think we got off to a better start and it was a quicker tempo. But it can get frustrating playing against a low block, trying to break them down. But look, we'll take the 3 points and we'll get ready for the Wales, hopefully Wales game. I think it's going to be at this stage, is it? There. So we look forward to that now. But I think we have a lot to improve on, of course. We'll all go back to our clubs, get fitter, come back in focused for the next camp.
It was quite a physical game tonight.
Say that again. Yeah, it was. And sure, put in a few tackles, but Eileen and the staff made sure to tell us, look, just keep calm, keep composed, not to get any yellow cards because they carry over, and it's important that no one got a yellow card tonight. So I think that's one of the most important things.
Any frustration in that game, especially considering the sheer dominance of possession and chances not to score more?
Definitely, yeah. I think we always want to score more goals, but as I said, it is frustrating playing against a lower block with Georgia, and they're quite physical as well. So while we wanted to keep the tempo high, we also had to be careful not to just react out of frustration and get booking. So it was definitely a bit frustrating, but look, we take positives from it and move on to the next game.
A big international window, especially considering it's the longest you've had in quite a while with no games, and to have two games in this window.
Yeah, it was about 3 months, so I think we were all buzzing to get back in. It's been a fantastic camp. The girls are great. There's always a good vibe around the camp. The staff are absolutely fantastic with the squad. So it was a long break, but happy to be back in. And look, it's a quick turnaround now to the next one, only 3 weeks. So we'll get back to our clubs, get playing, and come in focused again.
What is that reaction about it potentially most likely being Wales at this stage that we will be facing in the next window?
Yeah, look, I think we all spoke about it and we didn't really mind who we get in the next round. I think Wales and Slovakia are two very strong squads. Wales, we've played them plenty of times, and we played them at the beginning of this year, and look, we lost in that game, but I think we've improved from that now, and we look forward to it.
How do you go into those games, considering we've probably had a little bit of an easier route than they have, the fact that today's game has gone to extra time, they lost in the first one? You know, we've seen that before, that they're very good at bouncing back after things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a strong mentality. As I said, they're a strong squad, but I think with our squad, we've a lot of talent. We've a mixture of leaders and a mixture of youth coming through. You can see Abby Larkin stepping up, players like that coming into the squad now to give us that boost. So I think we'll focus on ourselves. I think it's all about ourselves now going forward. We'll review this game tonight, see what we can do better, and going into the next game.
You talk about the young players. You got Jessie as well having a great window. Ellen coming back after, I think it's like 788 days off the pitch. So what have they done, I suppose, in this window to put their hand up for the next one?
I think they've stepped up big time, the three of them, especially Abby Larkin the other night. I thought she was absolutely fantastic. She created a lot for us. Jessie coming in tonight, putting a stamp on it too, and just stepping up for the team. And Ellen as well, coming back after a long time. It's great to see the youngsters coming in and doing their thing. I think we'll need that going forward. We need every single person in this squad. So yeah, it's great.
The prospect of what is basically a cup final at the Aviva Stadium, and it's been very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's hugely exciting, and look, the goal is to get to the Euros. That's our main focus. So as you can see, a lot of fans came out tonight and going to the Aviva. Hopefully we can get a lot of a big crowd here next month as well. But these are the type of games that we want to be in. They're high pressure games, and that's where we all have to step up and do our best for the shirt. But I'm really looking forward to it. The girls are looking forward to it. And as I said, we got the job done in this window, and we move on. We review this game and see what we can do better for the next games.
Is the Wales friendly irrelevant now, really? I mean, it was a different Ireland team that night. I think there's changes and those formations tried stuff. Is that just part, or can you actually learn anything from it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was just an off night for us, absolutely. the girls learned from it. They reviewed that game, and we definitely improved from it. So I think we can move on from that, put that in the past, put that behind us, and just focus on this next game. They're a great team. We've played them many a times. We know their strengths, but as I said, we'll focus on us and see what we can do best.
Denise, what are the main learnings from the last two games? You know, because you obviously come away 9-0 winners. Are there any frustrations or anything you're particularly happy with from an attacking sense for the last two games?
Yeah, I definitely think we can come away and we can create more. I think playing against those lower blocks can be very frustrating, but I think we can definitely get better at creating more movement for each other and scoring more goals. I think we're definitely disappointed that we didn't get more goals than we could have, but they made it difficult for us, and this next game is going to be completely different to the game tonight. So as I said, we'll take the learnings from it and we'll move on and we'll definitely be better.
Eileen spoke the other day about how there's now an added strength and depth in this squad and all the players that have come in, and obviously, as Kathleen said, there's players coming in who haven't been involved in previous camps. How good has that been from a squad perspective to just have a lot of fresh new faces able to come in all the time?
Yeah, it's fantastic. As I said, we need a squad of 23 or whatever it is. Every single player matters, and it's great to see a lot of new faces come back in again. And Julianne's over there and she's played a match again tonight. She's been excellent for this team. She just gives it her all. So as I said, we need every player matters, and we need players to come off the bench and have an impact. So we're really looking forward to the next game. Thanks.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.